Country Pop FM.
Oh. It is almanac time.
That's
about time
we
It is new. Purchased at the Fleet Supply store in Grand Rapids.
Oh,
your
wow.
Jingle Bell headquarters on Highway 169. So I can see that getting a lot of play during the holiday season.
Yeah, I was going to say June 2nd or December 2nd right now.
The other thing that I purchased is going to take some work. And I'm...
Like practice on your
end? Yeah, it's
going to
take practice on my end.
It's right.
Really a matter if I really feel like it. But you remember those recorders?
Yeah.
That you have in school?
Yeah.
It was like a wooden type flute with holes in it.
Oh, ours
I
were
bought
plastic.
One of those.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And
oh,
this
my
one,
goodness.
And this one is made out of wood. And I said that same thing. The ones in school were plastic because we had ones
plastic.
In school. Yeah. Did you get to keep them or did they reuse them?
I mean,
did they wash them and at least like dip them in alcohol to clean them up?
Yeah, you'd like dip them and then put them in a pile.
Good dipping.
Yeah.
Go dip your recorder. It's a great way to end the day. What was your favorite song to play on the recorder?
I think the only song I can play on the recorder is Hot Cross Buns.
Hot Cross Buns. That was always a favorite. Camptown Races. That's another good one. That's the one I plan to learn. I hope to learn that one. Stairway to Heaven. And maybe a Pink Floyd tune or two. Maybe the entire Pink Floyd portfolio on the recorder.
Good luck with
might
that.
Be kind of interesting. Dark Side of the Moon.
Glad you're in charge of the noisemakers.
Friday, January 2nd, 153rd day of the year, 212 left to go.
June 2nd.
Robespierre. Did I say July?
You said January.
It should be. Well,
we're all
I'm
grown up
mood.
By these sleigh bells. Yeah.
June 2nd, Robespierre was on a rampage. He was initiating. Did you know that Robespierre's first name was Maximilian?
Uh-uh.
Maximilian Robespierre initiated what was known as the Reign of Terror in France. They had to sharpen the guillotine daily because it was being used so frequently in the 1790s. 1793, the Reign of Terror began as they were purging those suspected of treason against the French Republic. 1793, I remember learning about the Reign of Terror in my world history class. 1835, P.T. Barnum launched his first traveling show. Main attraction was Joyce Heth. Heth was reputed to be 161 years old.
Oh, wow.
And the former nurse of George Washington. At 161 years, there's no way that was possible. She must have just been a person who just looked really old. Boy, you look 161. That isn't very flattering.
No.
But
kidding.
I'm assuming she was making some money with the P.T. Barnum show. And, of course, P.T. Barnum and Barnum and Bailey Circus. And then they were at the Shrines Circus. And now it's all done. They've wrapped it up. No more circuses. Except for the Bob Morning Show. 1883, the first baseball game under electric lights played in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was a non-professional. It wasn't organized baseball. It was just any baseball game under electric lights. Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1883. It was several decades later. It wasn't until like 1930 or 33 that the first Major League Baseball game was under the lights in Crosley Field. Cincinnati is where that was at. 1886, Grover Cleveland became the first sitting president to get married in the White House. Think about that. A White House ceremony. Would there be anywhere, any nicer place other than a Moose Lodge?
No kidding.
Or an American Legion to host your wedding?
I wonder if that was a little bit scandalous at the time.
Oh.
I don't know.
Look it
an
up.
Unmarried president?
Why not? You don't hear about that now too much. When's our last bachelor president? We could have a show. I mean, nowadays, if you had a bachelor president, you'd then have a show to match him up.
Start a hashtag. Get
people
it going.
People in Congress trying to set the precedent up with somebody of the opposite political party. That'd be funny. 1886. 1896. Our guy Marconi. Now, there is like a handful, like more than a dozen people that had a hand in inventing what we're doing right now. It's called radio. And Guglielmo Marconi is the guy who's given the most credit because he worked on long-range radio communications. And it was on this date in 1896, Guglielmo Marconi and his radio telegraphy device patented in Great Britain. That was 1896. That's a big day. You and I would not be here without that.
Thank Brittany. You, Marconi.
You'd be just selling homes full-time,
right.
And I'm not sure what I'd be doing. Might be working out on a farm
working
somewhere.
Working on your recorder, skills.
I might be on tour. I might be on a world tour playing the recorder. 1897, Mark Twain was 61 on this date. There were rumors that he was dead, but he quoted to the New York Journal, quote, "The report of my death was an exaggeration," end quote. 1897. Iron Horse on this day, Lou Gehrig passed away. Lou Gehrig was only 37. He was the Iron Horse because he had played the most number of games in a row up until Cal Ripken Jr. He died in New York. He had, it wasn't known as Lou Gehrig's disease yet, but it was and would eventually become known as Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. He was only 37 in 1941. 1953, 27-year-old Queen Elizabeth II was crowned on the state. This was a big, big day in jolly old England. QE, the two, crowning became one of the first international news events given complete television coverage in England and the United States. We are just enamored with the royal family. Anything happens over there, we love it. It's almost like some people wish we still had a monarchy. You know, we fought a revolutionary war to get rid of the king and queen. We didn't want their ways. But 1953, and she has been crowning with the death of her father. She became queen at the age of 27, and she is still ruling. Although, you know what, Brittany, she has handed some of the official duties over to her son, Charles, already.
Well, I think she deserves to be able to take a little bit
take
of
a little
break.
Time off. Yeah, of course, Philip already. I mean, he's been lollygagging and taking it easy. What's he done? He's just been basically living on the coattails of Queen Elizabeth II for all these years. And it's fun, that video clip that I use that audio sound from, there's a very little young Charles up in the balcony right next to the Queen Mum. 1987, President Reagan announced he was nominating Alan Greenspan, chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Boy, what we were going and what we were doing just hinged on every single word. Alan Greenspan would sneeze and the stock markets would go up or down because he was the man who announced and controlled the prime rate. Federal Reserve Board, Alan Greenspan, 1987. 1989, Tiananmen Square is the spot. 100,000 Chinese citizens staged a demonstration, many of them young citizens and students, a demonstration for democracy in China. And it was a couple of days later that famous picture of the guy standing in front of the tank took place. It wasn't on this date, but it was a few days later.
100,000 people.
1989. 1997, Timothy McVeigh convicted of murder and conspiracy in the Oklahoma City bombing. That was in 97. 2000, the Recording Industry Association of America, we also know it as the RIAA, certified Garth Brooks double live at the 13 million level.
Wow.
13 million sales. It matched the highest certified live album recording that for as far as sales, which was held previously to that by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. They had their live 1975 to 1985. So the double live for Garth Brooks broke that record.
That was my first ever CD.
Double live?
Yep. And I loved it. I listened to it constantly so much that like the labels started peeling off.
Wow, that's
my
a
favorite.
Lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. It takes a lot to wear out a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Double live, that's the one that had the version of Thunder Rolls that had the third verse in it. Where she goes and gets the gun.
Yeah, yep. And then it had the third verse of the Friends in Low Places as well.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's two, yeah. But the third verse to Thunder Rolls is a little more controversial.
Yeah.
She went and got the gun. We don't know if she was going to shoot the guy or if she was going to shoot herself. And
go ahead.
That's why they left. It was a little controversial, and due to the subject matter, they left it out of the recorded version of that song. That third verse was always there when the song was written. In fact, Tanya Tucker recorded that song also at some point in time in the 90s, and on her version, she included that third verse.
Yeah, I was young when I was listening to that, so I didn't listen to that song much because it was kind of scary.
Ooh, scary because of the thunder. Mm-hmm. You're like our cats. They go under they go under the bed when the thunder. Actually, we only have one cat that goes under the bed looking for the shelter of below and under the bed during a thunderstorm.
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
The musical question, who do you love? Bo Diddley performing, doing his blues, that Southern blues. He died on this date. He was 79. He died of heart failure in his home in Florida on this date 9 years ago, 2008, and 1 year ago in the news.
Today, the Midwest also toxicology tests. They show that Prince died from a lethal amount of the painkiller fentanyl. The singer was found dead April 21st at his Paisley Park home in Chanhassen.
That report a year ago, Prince, of course, died in April, and then the autopsy results were revealed on this date, and just another sad story when it comes to opioids, and we're hearing more and more about the dangers and what opioids are doing to people right now, and obviously center stage with Prince really putting the headlines on it. This fentanyl, 80 to 100 times more powerful than morphine.
Jeez.
2016 is when that happened. Ugh. Let's move on to birthdays today. She was the original Hot Lips Houlihan.
This is not a hospital! It's an insane asylum! And it's your fault! Because you don't do anything to discourage them!
Sally Kellerman is 80 today. Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan. Loretta Swit, of course, would make that role famous on TV, but she did it in the movie version of MASH. Sally Kellerman, happy birthday at 80 today. Stacy Keach Jr. Stacy Keach, he didn't use the junior because his dad wasn't nearly as big of a star as he was. So he was basically just billed as Stacy Keach on programs. He is 76. He was Mike Hammer.
Yes.
I'm here to see Mr. Parker.
Name?
Mike Hammer.
Telephone number?
To reach Parker?
To reach me.
Oh. Oh. Mike Hammer, Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer from various TV series and movies, and he was in Prison Break most recently and a number of other movies. Stacy Keach is 76 today. Charles Hayde is 74. He played the blonde-haired officer Andy Renko on Hill Street Blues. He is 74 today. Oh, guess who else is having a birthday today? It's the Beaver.
At our school, Mrs. Rayburn made a big speech yesterday in assembly about how nobody should go steady.
She did?
Yeah. I've not seen anybody dumb enough to go steady with a girl.
Well, what else would you go steady with?
I don't know, but it sure wouldn't be a girl.
Beaver would want to go steady with a bat and a glove and a ball, probably. There he is, the Beaver from Leave It to Beaver. Just such a wholesome show. Have you ever watched Leave It to Beaver?
I did. It used to be on, I don't know if it still is or not. I don't have cable.
But TV Land?
I used to watch it on TV Land all the time.
It was great. Jerry Mathers. Believe it or not, hard to believe. That's why I said believe it or not. The Beaver is 69 today for the Beave. Joanna Gleason is 67. She did a lot of work on Broadway. She has won a Tony. She's been in movies, The Wedding Planner, the TV show, The Good Wife, Hello Larry. You know, her father is Monty Hall, the old host of Leave It to Beaver. Let's Make a Deal. He was the host of Let's Make a Deal, Monty Hall, and his sister, actress Joanna Gleason, is 67 today. Dennis Haysbert, 63. He had a little trouble hitting the curveball in the movie Major League.
Wouldn't leave a rum sitting around out here with this group.
He's very bad. Steel Joe Bruce rum.
How bad is it?
He's very bad.
It's very bad. C.C. Pedro. Yo, bartender, Joe Booze needs a refill. There he is, Dennis Haysbert. Now, you recognize that voice also, Brittany, do you not?
Mm-hmm.
He also does the Allstate commercials.
Yep.
He's the Allstate guy. So, say a word about Allstate here. Give me something.
I don't use Allstate. I don't know.
Allstate.
Allstate. I don't know what you're digging for here.
Allstate. Well, you know where you're talking at somebody and then all of a sudden his voice comes on. It could be a little girl or a lady or a wimpy looking man. And then all of a sudden their voice turns into Dennis Haysbert because we have Allstate.
Oh.
You just don't get it.
I do get it. It's like I just said, I don't have cable. It's been a long time since I've seen Allstate commercials.
You need cable. You need commercials in your life.
Well,
so Dennis Haysbert is 63 here today.
Can't
good point.
It.
Dennis Haysbert, 63 today. Dana Carvey is 62.
Hello, I'm the church lady, and this is Church Chat. Well, we have a wonderful show tonight, but before we get started, I'd like to welcome a new sponsor to Church Chat. It's Church Lady Canned Ham.
Yum.
The perfect ham for church picnics or Christian buffets. Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. So tonight, let it be Church Lady Ham.
Dana Carvey, 62. That's him on Saturday Night Live as the church lady. Of course, he's done some movies, Wayne's World.
Classic.
Probably top five all time as far as favorite Saturday Night Live characters with his impersonations and his characters that he did, like church lady. 62 today. Wayne Brady, the current host of Let's Make a Deal. We mentioned Monty Hall, the current host, Wayne Brady. Funny guy, very musical. He is outstanding on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, I love that.
He is 45 today. Wentworth Miller, 45. He is on Prison Break, and he's currently Captain Cold, a.k.a. Leonard Snart, on Flash.
My name is Leonard Snart.
I know who you are.
Always pleased to meet a fan. Just remember who it was made sure you didn't get thrown on that plane bound for nowhere.
He is Captain Cold. He's Wentworth Miller, 45. What's confusing, both him and the guy that play Heatwave on Flash are the same two guys that are in the show Prison Break. So they got like a two-for-one there with the WB and Fox and whatever networks are involved. Wentworth Miller, 45 today. This guy is the new Spock.
My God, man, you could at least act like it was a hard decision.
I intend to assist in the effort to reestablish communication with Starfleet. However, if crew morale is better served by my roaming the halls weeping, I will gladly defer to your medical expertise.
Zachary Quinto is 40 today. Justin Long is 39. He's been in some movies and TV shows, but he was also very good in those Apple commercials.
Hello, I'm a Mac, and I'm a PC.
Are you going in for a checkup?
Well, I'm upgrading to Vista today, which is great, but I get a little nervous when they mess around with my insides.
Well, what do you mean? Is it just straightforward?
Not really. Like a lot of PCs, I have to update my graphics card, my memory, if I want the
premium package. These were genius commercials by Apple.
It's major surgery.
I'm sorry about that.
Listen,
they ripped into Microsoft, but did it in a fun, kind of fluffy right. little way where they had the frumpy guy playing the PC and then the young, hip Justin Long playing a Mac. He is 39 today. The very lovely Mirena Baccarin, currently on the TV show Gotham. She is the medical examiner. She's the Quincy of the Gotham City Police Department. She was in V. She was also Deadpool's girlfriend in the movie Deadpool. She's 38 today. Soccer player Abby Wambach is one of the best that the U.S. has ever produced as far as soccer. Won a gold medal in the Olympics. Abby Wambach, 37. Eddie Lacy, the running back, got a little heavy. Ate too many Twinkies, and the Packers let him go. The Vikings almost signed him. He ended up signing with Seattle. Eddie Lacy is 27, and another soccer player, Freddie Adu, he was a prodigy at the age of 14. He signed a pro soccer contract, but has kind of fizzled a little bit here at 28. Kind of burnout, kind of the Tracy Austin effect. Freddie Adu is 28 today. All right, let's go on to the gones but not forgottens, Brittany.
Okay, we're going to start with the very first of the first ladies, Martha Washington, although it wasn't known as that when she was the first lady. She was born on this day, 1731, of course, married to George Washington. And they never had any kids, but did raise two children from her previous marriage together. She died at age 70. Moving right along, born in 1740, rather, the Marquis de Sade. He was a French aristocrat.
Or Aristocat. That was a good show, too.
It was a good movie. Politician, philosopher, and writer, best known for his explicit work, some of which was kind of violent.
For that time of...
Yeah. So the term sadism comes from his name, actually. And because he was so out there for his time, they locked him up, of course, in an insane asylum, as they tended to do in the 18th century.
What a great tidbit that was.
For about 32 years of his life. Yeah. I'm full of tidbits. Another tidbit, Pope Pius X was born on this day in 1835. He was a pope, served as pope from August 1903 until his death in 1914, and he was canonized in 1954, which means that they declared him a saint. He was a staunch Catholic and known for promoting very traditional devotional practices. Author Thomas Hardy, also born on this day, 1840. His work includes the novel Tess of the D'Urbervilles.
That's where they got Uber from.
Yeah.
Uber cab, they got that name from the Ubervilles.
Yeah, you heard it here. And Jude the Obscure, and he had a long run too for his time. He died at 87. Oh, it's graduation season.
Who hasn't heard this song?
I was in Costco last night, just picking up groceries. The amount of moms in there gathering up ingredients for taco bars and pulled pork sandwiches and the amount of graduation
tables.
Cakes that were in there. Oh, my gosh.
So you go to Costco, but you don't have cable TV.
Yeah, well, priorities. Composer Edward Elgar, he gave us this Pomp and Circumstance. That's one of the Pomp and Circumstance marches, but probably
the
most
one.
Famous.
It's number one.
Born on this day, 1857, for Edward Elgar. Also born on this day in 1904, swimmer and actor Johnny Weissmuller.
There's Tarzan for you. Now, even Tarzan isn't immune to being nagged by Jane.
Jane.
Oh, just a moment. Before you start any more of your usual blarney, where were you last night?
Swim.
No, we won't swim. And don't try to change the subject. You didn't get in this morning until all hours. And you were carrying your shoes.
Is there such thing as having a doghouse in the treehouse? Because I think Tarzan's going to be in the doghouse in the treehouse here pretty quick. Jane doing some nagging.
Yeah, so Johnny Weissmuller, of course, played Tarzan in the 1930s and 40s film. And his distinctive yell that we just heard is still often used in Tarzan films, which is kind of cool. But on top of that, he was a big-time swimmer in the 20th century, one of the best. Won 5 Olympic gold medals, winning 52 national championships, and setting 50 world records. So he's a talented guy.
And that wasn't actually him doing the call. It was Carol Burnett.
Oh, okay.
FYI.
Okay, well, anyway, another talented athlete, Football Hall of Famer Tex Schramm, born on this day in 1920. He was a 2-time Super Bowl champion for the Dallas Cowboys, and he was also the original president and general manager of the National Football League's Dallas Cowboys franchise.
He won Super Bowls as the owner of the Cowboys.
Yep.
He was a longtime owner.
Don't let me cross over love cheating lies.
Big country hit here, Brittany.
Yeah, that's Carl Butler, born on this day, 1924. So he was one half of the husband and wife duo, Carl Butler and Pearl, who scored a number one hit with this one in 1962 called Don't Let Me Cross Over. And also, fun fact, Carl and Pearl were one of the first supporters of Dolly Parton's career.
That is a fun fact.
Mm-hmm. All right. Marvin Hamlisch. Thanks for the addition to that. It's really nice.
So Marvin Hamlisch, born on this date, huh?
Yes, born 1944. He was responsible for that one, and he won, like, every award possible. He was an Oscar winner. He had a Grammy, Tony Award-winning composer Marvin Hamlisch, and he's only one of 12 people to ever win all four of those awards, and only one of 2 people to ever win all 4 of those awards, plus a Pulitzer Prize. So that's pretty neat.
Fabulous.
They're
fabulous.
All gone, but not forgotten.
Gone, but not forgotten. Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate. And they are located, he is located, in Annandale. It's Bob, it's Friday, and it's ETC.
At dawn's birth.